You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball podcast brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at basketballmonster.com and at Yahoo Sports Australia. And you can find me on Twitter as always at @redrock_bball and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Today, we are looking back at the top 18 players in fantasy basketball since the All-Star break. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it.
Indeed. Let's look at the first nine guys here straight away. Number one. You're going to be stunned. It is Jim Harden of the Houston Rockets. 35 minutes, 32 points, 5 boards, 8 assists, 2.5 steals, 45 and 85. As his percentages, he's hitting 36% of his threes. He is still just an absolute monster in terms of fantasy value. He remains the number one player by a quite considerable margin over the course of the season. There's been a little bit of a down patch at one stage, but he has maintained the number one spot all year, and he continues to do that, and he's doing it again, and that's all I have to say about Jimmy Harden, because he is ridiculous in fantasy basketball. We all know that. He's only played the one game after the break, but Damian Lillard comes in at number two, 22, 4, and 5, 2 steals, a block, and 4 triples in that big win from the Blazers. Look, he was putting up great numbers beforehand. We know that. He is so far the fifth-ranked player overall this season. They're going to need big performances from Lillard if they are going to push into the playoffs, which does seem really unlikely, but he is going to put up his good numbers. He is going to be pretty strong. There are sometimes variations in terms of his percentages and his assist numbers, but this was a strong return to form from Lillard in only the 32 minutes to put up 22 points on 50% shooting. It was great to have him back, and he slots in there at number two. Next couple of guys, a bit surprising. Jason Tatum is the third-ranked player after the All-Star break. 6 games, 34 points, 9 rebounds, shooting ridiculously, 50% from the field and 50% from 3, but getting to the line a ton, 82% on 8 attempts. That is a big reason why his numbers are up. It's also important that he's hitting 4.7 triples per game over those 6 games. That is, out of all those top players, the most threes out of anybody. 9 rebounds is impressive as well. Yeah, solid enough defensive numbers. If he can keep this upgraded offensive usage and free throw attempt rate, he will probably be close to a top 15 player next season. He's the 22nd ranked player overall this season, but this sort of change in his game, the elevation to be the Celtics' number one guy, that's what he needs. Those other numbers are all coming in at nice average-ish, nice assists, steals, and blocks. And that's what I've always talked about with Tatum, is he gives you average numbers right across the board. Like, average, whatever a fantasy average is for, a 12-team league, gives you those steals, gives you those blocks, gives you those rebounds, gives you those assists. And what he needed to do was take his usage way up, and he's done it here. And if he can maintain that, that's how he pushes into that top 15, top 10 type discussion. Next up is Bradley Beal, who's been ridiculous as well. 38 minutes and 38 points a game, 4.6 triples, 5.5 assists, 2.3 steals, 46 and 83. Now, his percentages had been rough to begin this year, but he's come out after the break shooting really well. Those steal numbers through the roof, which had been significantly down from Beal this season. He had a run where he was in the 20s this year in terms of rankings. He has pushed back up now to be the 11th ranked player overall, almost exactly the area where you drafted him, and really bring it home for you in the fantasy playoffs. I do think that his minutes will cut down in April, but as I've said a million times, you should never ever be playing fantasy basketball in April, especially head-to-head leagues. Roto, it's a different story. I don't mind those Roto leagues going to the end of the season, but head-to-head leagues, never ever should you play one single second in April. And I cannot stress, if there's one thing that you do in your leagues next season, do not play a single fantasy basketball game in April. The second thing you should do is not have league votes for trades. I'm going to do a whole show on this in the offseason about things you should and shouldn't do when setting up a league. But number one, do not play in April. Number five, Big Chungus, Nikola Jokic. Really slow start to the year, but he now has also pushed up to the 9th ranked player. He was the universal number 6 pick in drafts, and it was pretty disappointing to begin the season, but the way that he's coming home is massive over the All-Star post-All-Star period. 22, 10, and 6, 1.7 steals, 68% from the field and 87% from the line. One of the reasons why his numbers were so down to begin this season was he wasn't hitting any shots, and he was hitting like 20% on threes, and just nothing was going in. But in true Jokic form, he's turned it around in a big way. Number six, this guy has been absolutely huge, and that is Kristaps Porzingis. Porzingis averaging 27 and 12 with 4 threes, 3.2 blocks, 48 and 78. This is the guy, remember, that the Knicks traded away for Dennis Smith Jr. and two draft picks in the 20s, along with cap space to sign Taj Gibson. Porzingis is putting up the best numbers of his career at the moment. He's still just the 35th ranked player overall, but I'm pretty sure he's going to be close to a top 20-ish guy for the rest of the season. He's just rolling at the moment. He's figured out how to play with Luka Doncic. The Mavs have figured out how to integrate these two guys. He has been ridiculously good. Next up, we're looking at the 7th ranked player post All-Star break. He's number 2 over the course of the season, and that's Anthony Davis. 26 and 11, 3.5 blocks. He's down a little bit here because his field goals are at under 47 and his free throws are at under 78, and they are normally your big, big drivers of his overall ranking because everything else looks pretty good. You know, 26, 11 with 3.5 blocks, they are really, really strong numbers. It's just that the fact that those percentages have dropped a little that pushes him in this spot. And at number 8, his teammate,
LeBron James.
I know you were probably thinking it was going to be his teammate Rajon Rondo, but it isn't. It is LeBron James coming in at number 8. 29, 8, and 10. 3 threes, a block, 57 and 74 from the line. LeBron has been disappointing with free throws at times this season, but it's been a strong run for him post-All-Star, and he looks to establish himself here. He is the 8th ranked player overall. He's the 8th ranked player post-All-Star. Just continues to put up ludicrous numbers. At number 9, it's a guy that we're still waiting to come back from injury, but he has played 4 games post-All-Star break, only 29 minutes a game in those ones, and that's Joel Embiid. Joel, do a 180. Embiid has averaged 27 and 10 with 1.3 blocks and 1.5 steals. Great percentage numbers. He's the 17th ranked player overall this season, so he has been a little bit disappointing as to where we thought he could be on a per-game basis. I thought he could be like 7 or 8 on a per-game basis. Basically, what he's doing now post-All-Star is what I thought he should be able to do over the course of the season, but his numbers and his shooting numbers in particular have been a bit of a letdown. So he comes in there and just hopefully he is back pretty soon. It does appear that he should return some point next week. Hopefully, fingers crossed. The next 18, we haven't heard this guy's name when I do these top 18 shows very much, and that's Giannis Antetokounmpo because his free throws have been so bad. But he comes in at number 10 here. He's still averaging 27.5, 16 boards and 5.5 assists, almost a steal, almost a block. But importantly, 77% from the line on 7 attempts. He has changed his free throw routine a little bit, and it's made a big difference. His free throw percentages have jumped up considerably. He's now up to being the 13th ranked player overall. I believe if you punt free throws, and I'm going to do some work on this in the offseason in terms of head-to-head rankings for the year and seeing where guys fall in if we take out their worst category. And I'm also trying to work out a way to do it for guys who are real specialists in one category to minimize the impact of their number one category and see how that sort of ranks everyone. I think that'll be some interesting results. Anyway, Giannis, number 10, those free throw numbers, 13th overall, 10th in the post-All-Star period, putting up some good ones. Let's look at the next one. That is Johnny Collins of the Atlanta Hawks. 7 games, 23.5, 1.6 blocks, 61 and 79. We haven't seen Clint Capella and what impact he's going to have on Collins. We may not see Capella, and it means as Collins is putting up big, big numbers. Rebounds are up, points are up, usage is up, field goal percentage is huge, hitting his free throws, hitting his threes, blocking shots. He's doing everything we could have hoped for. That annoying suspension at the start of the season was obviously a pain in the ass. I had him projected as a second-round guy. He's been better than that because he is the 12th ranked player over the course of the season. Johnny Collins. That is ridiculous stuff from him. And the next guy, probably the biggest surprise in this top 18, or maybe not the biggest, but one of them.
Hello there.
The Jedi, OG Anunoby, because he's averaging 3.2 steals post-All-Star break. He's scoring 15 points in 36 minutes, 6.5 boards, with a block on 53 and 87% shooting. So there's a ton there that's not going to stick. Those steals aren't going to stick. That shooting's not going to stick. That usage isn't going to stick. And those minutes aren't going to stick. But for now, he has been ridiculously good. He's worth having. Again, I don't know whether it's going to last. I have my doubts about his minutes and that steal rate, but really, really strong stuff from the Jedi. Next up, 13th ranked player, Lonzo Ball. Only 15 points a game. In fact, out of all of these guys we're going to talk about, he has the lowest scoring average. But he's hitting 3 threes a game, 7 boards, 8.5 assists, 2.4 steals, 0.9 blocks, 46 and 64, a perfect punt points guy and punt free throw percentage player, which would definitely vault him way up. He's 48th over the course of the season because he had that really slow start to the season where he got benched, but he is absolutely rolling at the moment, putting up big numbers, loves playing with Zion. I'd say he's fairly locked in as the point guard. That obviously damages on your Nikhil Alexander Walker dynasty stock, because I remember talking to people in the offseason, like actual NBA reporters, who said, nah, Alexander Walker is going to take over the starting point guard job from Lonzo. So I don't think that could be any further from the reality at this point. I thought it was pretty far out at that stage. Lonzo's been ridiculous and continues to put up good numbers. Next up, 14, Russ Westbrook. 31 points, 7.5 boards, 6 assists, 2 steals, 56% shooting. 56% shooting from Russell Westbrook is ridiculous. And 73 from the line. Still not, that's not a great number, but he has improved over the course of the season. So we'll give him a bit of a pass there. He has been really good, and he is the 14th ranked player overall. I am sure in points leagues, he is ranked higher. Another point guard here, just showing you the importance of point guards, how much they can impact fantasy value. Ravishing Rick Rubio at number 15. 15.5 points with 10 assists and 5 boards and 2.7 steals, shooting 47 and 87. Well, those steal numbers will drop and that field goal percentage will drop from Rubio, but he has been unbelievable since the All-Star break. He's a top 50 player, again, showing the difference between a guy playing in Quinn Snyder's system or playing almost literally in any other system. Rubio looked washed in Utah, didn't get assists, and everything dropped way off. Moves to Phoenix, doesn't matter that he doesn't get usage because Ayton and Booker are there, he just puts up numbers. And his usage actually is all right. Shooting better and showing that he is indeed a very, very good player. Somehow, I don't know how this is possible, but Rubio is only rostered in 85% of Yahoo leagues. Obviously, a lot of people have no idea what they are doing. The next guy is the fun guy.
I'm a fun guy.
Kawhi Leonard comes in at number 16, averaging 25, 8, and 4 with 2 steals, 48, and 91% shooting. He's the number three ranked player per game this season. That's obviously really, really strong. He hasn't really been injured at all this season. He sat out those back-to-backs. We know that. I think he's had one other minor injury where that's cost him some games. But overall, if you did take that risk at Kawhi at the end of the first round, I'd say it probably has paid off. He's the 9th ranked player in total value this season. So if you got him at pick 11, pick 12, it's paid off for you. He's put up massively strong numbers. He's played 48 games this season. I'd say it's been a pretty big success to draft him, especially if he fell into the second round. It has been a big success. The last two guys, this is not a misprint. We've got two guys named T. Young. At number 17, it's Trae Young. At number 18, it's Thad Young. At number 17, Trae averaging 29 and 10 on only 41% shooting. He is the 7th ranked player this season. He will be a top 10 player for years and years to come. And then at number 18, Thad Young. 32 minutes, 15 points, 3 steals. You see so many of these top names here with big steal numbers. Harden 2.5, Lillard 2, Beal 2.3, Ananobi 3.2, Lonzo 2.4, Rubio 2.7, Leonard 2.0, and Thad 3 steals per game. They are huge, huge boosts to your overall value. And without steals at that level, and for guys who are playing a little bit above their talent level in Thad and Ananobi, and probably Lonzo and Rubio with those steals, that's what will cause them to drop 30, 40, or maybe 60, 70 spots in the case of Thad or Ananobi. Thad Young is going to be a drop at some point as Markkanen's minutes come back up, but for now, he is worth holding on to. That'll do it for my mini show today. I'll be back later on to talk about Thursday's action, preview Friday's games. Guys, subscribe. You'll never miss an episode that way, and hit that little bell on YouTube as well. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, YouTube. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya.